Hi, my name is Nelly Awad and I'm from Lebanon. I work with a resettlement center that's called the International Catholic Migration Commission, and we help refugees resettle in the United States.
My name is Matthias Haas and I'm coming from Austria, Vienna, and I run an organization which is called Findia, and I do social media marketing for NGOs with Super Social.
Hi, I'm Zoila from South Africa. I founded an organization called Sober Hearts Africa, and I work with youth development and inspiring young people to dream bigger.
I think this is something essential. As you see here, we're three different people from three different parts of the world, and in a small period of 3 days, we've managed to come up with recommendations, we've managed to make friends, we've managed to do so many things. So if we, the youth, can do this, then I think this is something very essential for us in the real world to establish peace, to establish anything, and to grow as an economy, as culture, as everything. If the youth start with this, then maybe we can grow and reach our ultimate goal, which is peace.
Yeah, I see as well that the key is actually bringing the youth together, because we are the next generation, we are the future leaders, maybe. And I think it's the key to bring in these organizations where many old and very experienced people come together to bring in these fresh ideas from the youth. So I think it's a great chance for us as well to give our recommendations to the forum.
Yes. I concur with what they've both said, but I also like to add that we are not necessarily the future, but we are the present as well. We have a lot of power because we influence the young people from where we come from and with what we do. And it's all a matter of the fear of the unknown, hence the prejudice and all these other things. So it's just a matter of getting people to understand each other and, you know, that kind of thing, making people aware of what's really happening, because if you own a little box and you don't see the outside, then you'll always forever be afraid of the outside. So that's what I think we all trying to do here. We have been enlightened and now we're just trying to enlighten the others that we work with. Yeah, I mean, apartheid system died ages ago, but that does not mean the aftermath is not there. Yes, I am allowed to walk into a mall. Yes, I am allowed to walk hand in hand with a white man, but it doesn't mean that people still don't look at me funny or don't look at me like I belong there. There is still a big gap between the races. And I feel that a lot of black people as well, a lot of young people, hence I do what I do, they don't feel like they are worth a lot because of just where they come from. Hence with my program, what we do is we take them to the outdoors adventure and we let them climb walls and wear harnesses. And I remember the one time I was working with a group of young people and they came to the extent of saying, oh wow, I put on a harness and a helmet. I thought it was like only white people that could do that. Then now I feel like I can do anything in the world because I feel like I'm worth something. I didn't tell them to say that. That's how they felt. And so we're trying to bridge the gap. I mean, the law and the practical stuff is done. It's all sorted out, sort of, kinda. But now we need to bridge the gap emotionally and esteem young people from rural areas to believe in themselves.
I hope you guys have youth leaders as well that can contribute to making the world a better place. And thank you.
Thank you.
I see as well. The key as well is again to see the human, not the race or the religion in the background. And if you see the person and the friend in the first space, then everything can be solved afterwards.
Thank you.
I'll quote my very good friend Kung Fu Panda when he says, "For awesomeness and attractiveness, there is no charge." So
we love A9 TV.